This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
And I'm Renee Montaigne in Vatican City. This morning, the roads into the Vatican are overflowing as droves of the faithful, the curious, and the history-minded headed into St. Peter's Basilica to pass by the body of Pope John Paul II. Even as they prepare for John Paul's funeral, people are beginning to talk about who will emerge as the next pope and whether he could be from outside Europe. Two-thirds of all Catholics now live in Africa, Latin America, and other countries in the developing world. John Allen is a correspondent with the National Catholic Reporter. He joined me outside St. Peter's Square to talk about the church in the third world.
Well, at the time of the Second Vatican Council in the mid-1960s, there was this strong thrust within the reforming of the church that the church must hear the voice of the developing world, of the third world. Well, today, as Christianity has become truly global, we are hearing the voice of the developing world, and at least on some issues, particularly issues of sexual morality, the liberals aren't sure they like what they're hearing. And it is quite possible that as the forces in the developing world continue to come to prominence within global Catholicism, that is, as Jakarta and Buenos Aires and Manila become the real centers of theological and pastoral energy in the church, that at least on issues of sexual morality that tend to preoccupy the Western mind, that the church is going to steadily move in a more rather than less conservative direction.
What are the chances a pope would emerge who would be from Latin America or Africa?
Oh, I think there's a strong possibility of that. I mean, bear in mind, there is a sort of often a built-in benefit of the doubt in favor of an Italian on the grounds that the pope is, first of all, the Bishop of Rome, and so that someone who knows the culture and speaks the language ought to be given precedence. But, on the other hand, there is also a very strong current of thought among many cardinals that a pope from the developing world would be a forward-looking choice. It also would be a shot in the arm for the church in its struggles against various sometimes hostile forces. In Africa, it might be the confrontation with Islam. In Latin America, it might be the confrontation with these missionary sects. And so I think there is a current in the college that would like to see that. And moreover, there are a number of very attractive candidates from the developing world, particularly in Latin America, where you have a whole series of cardinals who have very strong pastoral records, who have strong reputations as thinkers, who have traveled widely and know the global situation, and who have the kind of gravitas, that is, the sort of depth, both spiritual, intellectual, and personal, that you would expect a pope to have.
If a pope came from Latin America or from Africa, what difference would that make?
Well, obviously, it depends on the man. I mean, you know, when you're talking in generalities about an entire continent, I mean, you know, these sorts of formula tend to break down against experience fairly quickly. But in general, I think we could probably say that it would be a pope intensely attuned to issues of social justice, globalization, the whole question of the new economic order and the place of the world's poor in that order. It also would be a pope probably very keenly attentive to the issue of mission, that is, evangelization, and the need to bring the gospel into the street, so to speak. And it would probably, in the case of an African, would mean a pope keenly attuned to the issue of Islam. That tends to be a sort of dominant pastoral reality for the church in Africa. In Latin America, it would mean a pope keenly attuned to the church's confrontation with or relationship with these missionary movements that tend themselves to be very little interested in ecumenical dialogue. And I think probably it would mean a pope who was more focused ad extra, that is, outside the church, than on intra, inside the church. Because these are men whose realities are not spending time agonizing over kind of inter-ecclesiastical doctrinal debates. These are men who have extremely pressing social and cultural issues facing them outside the borders of the church. And so I would expect that man's imagination would be much more for the world outside and the church's relationship with it rather than internal matters.
John Allen speaking just outside St. Peter's Square. His two books, Looking Inside the Vatican, are All the Pope's Men and Conclave.
We'll hear more from Renee in Vatican City throughout this week.